And you can say hi to Arrow.
Hello, Arrow.
Hello.
Hello and good morning, you two crazy nuts. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing? Do you have a good bark? My wife is not happy because I've started the media day by barking. Do you do a good bark?
Yeah.
There we go.
Man, I'll tell you what. Ric Flair used to come into my studios all the time to do commercials. And you know what? Before he would cut any commercial with me, he always had to do that. Whoo! And it's like, Rick. But he'd always have two cups of coffee in his hands. And then he would just set himself free.
It's funny because he could just do the commercial with just the woo. I mean, that's what they expect a lot of times of the Nate, you know?
Well, look at you, Cody, because, Cody, you come with a lot of energy, too. I mean, you have always been fired up. Everything I've ever seen you in, you've always been on.
Oh, well, it's been a really wonderful ride for me as far as I started professionally in this wrestling industry, really at 15, premiering on television, you know, at 20, and being a second generation opens those doors, but it makes it very hard for you. So I've always had to really exceed past expectations of my own and others, just because the old man left a very wonderful legacy for me. But it's put us in this position now. You know, it's a good time. Reality show, Road to the Top, Go Big Show on TBS, Dynamite, Rampage. I'm very lucky.
Well, Brandy, I got to ask you a question because I was faced with when I first met my wife of 28 years. She goes, "Don't give me any of your DJ ego crap. I know people bigger than you." Did you ever have to have a talk like that with Cody where it's like, "Don't, no, dude. It's about us. It's not about your history."
I don't know if the conversations went much like that, but I am a pretty good at bringing people back down to ground level. Yeah. Pretty quickly. So I'm sure I've said something of the sort.
Yeah, also in wrestling, whenever one is up, the other is down.
Oh.
Like if you're a couple in wrestling, there's very rare that both people are on the up. So if you have this great night at the office, it's hilarious that you're balanced out by someone else who had perhaps a less than great day at the office. But that's what keeps us, I think, level-headed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, with so many cameras around you all the time, though, Cody, I mean, you've got to have some regular downtime as well. But, I mean, you got a baby now. I mean, that's got to be something absolutely special to you.
The greatest thing we'll ever do. And I mean, there's 100 things I could say about Road to the Top and what I think of it as a show. But probably the thing that is the most important to me is one of the episodes is going to feature Liberty being born, and I'll forever have that. And it's changed everything. You hear all that, you know, as parents tell you, your life changes, your perspective changes, but it's more than just those words. It's the moment you see that child, and in our case, she's ours, and it's our job to protect her, really has changed everything for Brandy and I, and people who watch the show get to see that really manifest and happen.
I got to tell you, Brandy, one of the things that inspires me a lot about you is the fact that you came from the world of news, being on television and stuff like that, and you have exercised your strength as a communicator. And I mean, look at you grow inside the world of wrestling.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, no, it's a much more natural transition, I think, than people realize, having been in media and then transitioning into the chief brand role. Much of what I do is media, which people find that out. Finally, in Road to the Top, I think people have been clueless, but also so confident that they know what I do, but clueless at the same time. So I think people are going to get to see a lot more of what that role means and what I actually am doing in the day-to-day. But yeah, it's a nice, you know, nice fun transition to be on one side of media and then turn it over to be on the complete opposite side of media, where I'm facilitating all of these interviews and creating these relationships. So it's fun. It's an interesting perspective.
Cody, the show Roads to the Top comes at such a perfect time because we need this. We need the reality of your family mixes with a career, mixes with a superhero and things like that, because there's a lot of people that are looking at the uncertainty of life and finding faith in that. We need shows like this, Cody, to put us back on track.
Oh, the very high praise and a big responsibility. But that's really the whole burden of being in entertainment. I didn't really fully realize that until the pandemic set in and we were doing shows in front of zero fans, talking to just a camera with the red light on. I am glad if this show can provide any type of escape or good feeling, are moving us forward out of the fog of COVID and the pandemic. I'm glad, because that's really its purpose. This is not a vanity project. This is something we hope will entertain fans and bring in new fans to wrestling and perhaps wrestling fans into the reality space. More than anything, this is a great escape we'd like to provide.
So, Brandy, the challenge is, who's the bigger child, the wrestler or your baby? Because you know how wrestlers are and people in entertainment are. We tend to get a little, you know, it's about us. It's about us.
It's about me. I'm a wrestler too. You forgot that.
That's right. Well, no, I was trying to make you the figure. I mean,
I have the same challenges that he does, and every day, you know, having the same exact regimen of things that I have to get do and done. And now I have a baby added in the mix. So I would argue that I'm just as honed in on me and my career and my life as Cody is. And now, you know, we have this added beautiful element to the mix here. And I think I've balanced everything pretty well. I think I'm juggling a lot of things very quickly, but I haven't dropped anything yet. So I'm doing okay.
Cody, I was blessed with the opportunity to talk with you with your very first television show when you guys during COVID, and we talked about what it was like to look out at that empty arena. Did you have a moment when you finally went out there with people there that it was like, oh my God, I appreciate this more than I ever did?
Oh, there was a whole phasing back series of shows where we were allowing fans coming to Daly's Place Amphitheater, but at a distance, with mask and every type, you know, every time we were able to add more safely, it kind of built. I had expected that we would just one day show back up and there would be full crowds. And it really didn't dawn on me how significant this pandemic has been for this generation, how important it's been, and how we've acted during it. But that slow transition of having fans come back was a beautiful thing, because 10 voices felt like 100,000. Yeah. And then of course 2,000 voices, it amplified, and it just put it in perspective for you. I've never been one to take it for granted, but anyone who did knows not to now, because of how we can't do this. Yeah. without the music that the fans create. It's empty without it, and to have them back means everything.
Brandy, don't you feel like that you're part of the pioneer group in the way that women's wrestling is not just the opening act anymore? You're not just the opening band, but you are actually part of the entire performance?
I'll be really honest with you. I don't feel like I was part of the pioneer group. I feel like that movement started happening, probably 6-7 years ago. And when that movement started happening, I was just getting my feet wet in the business. So I feel like I'm a beneficiary of that movement. And a lot of the brave women who were speaking up back then saying, hey, we can do more. We should be afforded more. So definitely we were at AEW trying to, you know, all of our women were trying to take the bull by the horns and keep that going. And every time we're afforded these opportunities, we're trying to make the absolute most of them and have the best matches that we can have and the best stories that we can. And I think a lot of our women are really picking it up and taking the ball and running with it.
Well, I'm so proud of you guys, because TNT's Roads to the Top is absolutely the inside sleeve of an album, and you're giving us the opportunity to know you. You got to come back to the show anytime in the future, the two of you. I mean, come on, this is Charlotte, dude. You grew up in this city, so let's make it happen a little bit more.
I completely agree. Plus, I feel like Charlotte owes me one, because most recently when we did Dynamite at Bojangles, an entire sold-out crowd decided to boo me.
Oh, no!
Which happens, and I'm okay. Whenever they're making noise, it's a good thing. But people do forget I was born in Charlotte. So that was a boo I will not accept. I will not accept that one.
I love it. I love it. Be brilliant today, you two.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.